What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Big story of the day coming up in just a couple of minutes as the Braves take game one of the four-game series against the Mets last night, 3-2. A lot of little details of that game to get into in just a few minutes from now. Brandon Adams is going to join us in studio, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. We'll talk some Georgia football with him, as well as just some general college football. As yesterday, we didn't quite get into some of the playoff format stuff that they're still trying to decide on. We'll get into that with BA, among other topics, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40, as we always do, to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well.
I know you had mentioned earlier you were doing some work before the show outside. Are you having any allergies pop back up going on right now?
Uh-uh. No allergies right now.
Mine comes
except
in,
for the allergy to the massive heat.
Well, like the heat.
If you include just sweating upon stepping outside as an allergy, then yes.
I don't know what's going on. My throat overnight though just flared up, and I don't know if it's allergies. It might have been from the work I did outside or running yesterday, and just like not having water, which was not a great idea. I run up the street path that I run, I stop by an urgent care for water. And I normally only stop there once.
Yeah.
I do 3.5 miles.
It's pretty fitting for trying to run in this weather. Like, urgent care really is the place you need to be.
So,
going.
But yesterday I stopped at 2.5 and 3.5 at the same urgent care.
Yeah.
And they were probably like,
You want
to sign in yet?
Yeah, or? Why don't you come on in and let us check your vitals?
I didn't
say
anything.
You're crazy for being out there.
I didn't say anything the first time, but the second time I popped in, I'm like, I just here again for the water.
Yeah, so today I have to, because last week was just a blur. We really weren't home at all. My wife was home for 45 minutes on Friday to grab some stuff and then head back up to the wedding. But last week I tried to get as much stuff as I could done outside, and I only got the front yard mowed. So we've got, there's a couple people coming over later, and I got to get the backyard done this afternoon, and that's going to suck. Like, there's just no, I mean, I'm just going to be out there and hopefully I'll mow it quickly.
Are we a top off mower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a shirtless mower.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think
I would have recommended it if you had said no.
I don't think my neighbors love it, but you know what I mean?
I thought that's what you got the fence for.
I mow my own lawn. So, you know. They're inside sipping drinks while the people come do their lawns. Outside, I'll mow my lawn however I want, you know? Take a gander at this. You know, you see all that?
I haven't
quite. Dad over here.
I have not advanced to the confidence level of shirtless running.
It's not. Oh, you just get into it. Who cares?
I just don't.
You know, I understand not doing it like at the peach tree or in big events because I just don't want to brush. I don't want to be in imposition.
You want to brush?
I don't want to brush up against anybody. Like, in what was that movie? Is that Shallow Hal or whatever?
When the basketball scene.
The basketball scene. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that to anybody in the peach tree scrum. But if I'm on the Silver Comet Trail and I'm pretty much to myself, I'll go shirtless. Nobody cares. Nobody's watching. Somebody might think they see Sasquatch coming, but they're not gonna.
I do like the shirt to drench up the sweat because they're yesterday's just a copious amount.
Yeah, but it's not helping. At a certain point, that's just dead weight. Like there's no more sweat being soaked up after you run for 10 minutes yesterday because you're so gross. Like,
yesterday,
that's just what it is.
There was still a spot or two on the shirt that was dry.
Wow, good for you. That's incredible.
Last week, I did a longer run. Even though it wasn't quite as hot, it was a little more humid because it had just rained. The whole thing was just gone.
Yeah, just lose it. Go shirtless. Let the people see.
I'm out in public, man. I don't know. I can't bring myself to do that.
Yeah, that's how more dates get acquired. You know what I mean? Maybe
that could be how a date ends.
Could be.
Well, I don't mean like that, but I meant like,
hopefully.
What if she's
talked yesterday?
Is that him? She hadn't seen me without my top on yet.
Okay. All right.
She could be driving and be like, I'm going to text the cancellation.
But
notice.
Like at some point, she will, hopefully. So ideally, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
eventually. We'll
rip
there.
The band aid off and rip the shirt off too. Let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. I'm glad everyone got to hear that conversation. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow! Ronald gives this a ride to center field. How far is it going to go? Far enough to make it 2-0.
Really far.
Acuna has done it again.
Curveball here you're going to see from Blackburn right in the middle of the plate. We talked about last time Ronald jumping on a first pitch two-seam fastball last game and then his first at-bat this game. The breaking ball sitting right in the middle of the plate.
Yeah, Braves like hitting against Pete Blackburn, or at least the top of the lineup does, as they ran him out of there just like they did last week here in Atlanta. 4 2/3, 3 earned runs. It could have been so much worse than that, though. They were in such a good place to score 5, 6, 7 runs in the early part of that ball game and put it out of reach a little bit earlier. But that's the 2025 Atlanta Braves. 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position, multiple opportunities with runners on third base, and less than 2 outs, and couldn't get those runs in. In fact, that third inning where they scored 2 runs, I mean, those are sac flies. I'm glad they were able to at least get what they did, but it could have been so much better than it was.
Most teams in Major League Baseball put up a 5 spot there.
Yep.
Like, that is what it is.
Yep.
The Braves didn't do it, and just, I mean, by chance, by performance, whatever, by management, by Snitker's handling of the bullpen, they actually won last night. That's a game that you can look at often this season and say,
yes, that's
a game that when you go 31 days without a save, it's because of games like that in which what was a save turned into a loss.
Yeah, that's a game that over the last 2 months has slowly bled away into a loss.
Yeah.
Where you're in good shape, the starter has a good start, you put up a couple runs, could have had more early, and then you just kind of stall offensively, and then the bullpen bleeds a run or two here or there, and then you end up losing the game. That's not what happened yesterday, and it is interesting you bring up the management of the bullpen, because I think that Schwellenbach probably went one more inning than he would have gone had the Braves scored more runs earlier in the game or if they felt better about their bullpen. But this is something that they're just doing right now.
I also think they're stuck in a long run where they haven't had a day off for the bullpen to rest and recover. I think that's part of it, too.
Yeah, that too. And the fact that Schwellenbach went into the 7th inning last night only around like 75 pitches or whatever. Yeah. So he was able to still stay at a pretty good number and getting through the 7th inning. But then you go to Iglesias, and that feels like maybe what his new role is, or maybe it's matchup dependent. If there's righties coming up, maybe you put him as the closer. He got the first 2 outs, and then he allowed 2 runners on. It was 1st and 3rd, and Dylan Lee comes into the game to face Juan Soto, who had homered earlier in the game. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, what was going through your mind when he came in? Because my thought was, I mean, at least it's lefty-lefty, but I don't know. I did not feel good about it.
Yeah, I felt pretty good about Dylan Lee because of his preferred pitching styles, probably leading towards, at worst, a double down the line, and you got guys on 2nd and 3rd. But he was able to get the job done. I think you do have to give credit last night to Kranitz and Snitker because they let Iglesias and the first real sign of trouble because he got through the two outs.
Yep.
Two guys on now, and they're like, that's it. We're I don't think that in recent weeks they have been that stern and that quick to make the call to get him out of there.
Yeah.
I think there have been other days where they're trying to prove that Iggy still has it or whatever.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is that they'll let him pitch until the game is lost.
Yeah. I think
last
all,
night wasn't that.
They're all being pretty honest about what it is now. Like he doesn't even throw the slider anymore. Do a couple good changeups actually that led to those hits. Like those were decent pitches that the Mets hitters put into play and got on base with. But I mean, he's a fastball changeup pitcher now for the most part. His out pitch and the pitch that really made him the effective closer that he was here in Atlanta the last couple of years was that slider. And that slider's been being hit over the fence repeatedly this season. And you've pretty much seen him go away from it, which is smart. It took a while to get there. Everyone was being stubborn about it. It's one of those things where it almost feels like the Kirk Cousins thing last year. It's like, we can all see it. Like,
right, yeah.
He's not the same. Something happened. I don't know what it is, but ultimately, who cares? Like, you can't have him in these situations over and over again because it's just not working out. So, yeah, I like that they treated it like that. I also think they treated it like that because it's the Mets, and you just have to be making up ground against the Mets and the Phillies right now if you're going to do anything. It still feels like a long shot to win the division, but you still got to be beating teams like that if you're going to get back above 500 and get in as a wild card team.
Yeah.
And then Dylan Lee showed guts, man. He goes full count, tried to sneak a fastball by him, and Soto fouled it off, and then he got him. You saw Soto even like kind of nodding to him and giving him some respect for some of those sliders. Like, he got him way out in front of the first one, and Soto kind of gave him a little smile. And then he got him again for strike three and goes 1-2-3
in
the ninth
inning.
Gave
him a nod, like, try that fastball one more
time. Yeah, one more fastball. I think I had it timed up pretty
good.
That's
the nod I thought he was giving him.
No. Even before he threw the fastball, I hit him with a nasty slider, and Soto was like, all right. I didn't know you had that. I didn't know you had that in your repertoire.
I was not familiar with your game, sir.
I think they'll probably match up again at some point with as many games as the Braves and the Mets have remaining in the season.
I think they're going to roll Pierce Johnson out there in some of these situations too. And that's why when I say you let Schwellenbach go an extra inning, you don't have to use Pierce Johnson last night, which then saves him for one of these next three games in a situation where maybe Lee is untouchable because if he goes again tonight, maybe he won't be able to go in game three, et cetera, et cetera. It all helps out.
Spencer Strider on the mound tonight against Frankie Montas. Again, like last night was such a great example of why you could find the silver lining or the optimism in what the Braves might be able to do with Schwellenbach, Strider, and Sale, and then Acuna at the top of the lineup. Obviously, Sale is on the shelf for a while. Bo played that audio clip from AJ Pierzynski in the last hour where he gave maybe a little bit more of an optimistic outlook on it. He was like, yeah, here's kind of what it is. He says he's going to be all right. He'll be back sooner rather than later. Hopefully that's true. I mean, hopefully you can get Chris Sale back sooner rather than later. But without him, it just kind of puts a dent in that optimism that you might have been able to find. Ronald Acuna is still up holding his end of the bargain, though. Another home run last night and another hit. He's batting .396 right now in the games that he's played this year. His on-base percentage is .500. Mets fans hate him. He's Euro-stepping around third base. They're booing him. It is just an absolute treat to watch Ronald Acuna playing right now. And, by the way, the Braves need every bit of it. Like, if he was just like normal Ronald Acuna right now, they probably lose some of the games they've lost over the last couple of weeks, or won over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I just think he's on as good a run as he's ever been on in his career and better than most players have ever had in their careers. And it's just one of those things where it's starting to come away from that discussion. I mentioned it earlier. Sample size, when you're at like 13 games or 15 games, you're like, all right, like I get the numbers are a little wonky and skewed. We're at almost 30 games now.
Yeah.
And this might just be him. And as you mentioned, now you're starting to see him get a little more comfortable with running. Stole another base last night, did give up on the rundown, which I think we're all like, all right, just
fine.
It's fine.
Fair totally. Enough. Fair enough. It's all good.
Paid it back with a solo shot, and he knew he messed up. I don't think it's as simple as he knew he messed up and wanted to make up for it.
Because
if he was that good, then just, you know,
hit a home run every time.
Every time. But it's pretty fun to watch. It's especially, again, because the rest of the team is kind of on the Debbie Downer stage. Mm-hmm. It's so fun to have the anticipation for his coming at bats and just the hope that comes with it. And then there's the fall off after that. He didn't hit a home run. I'm probably going to end up on third at some
we'll
point.
We'll see him again in two innings.
It's stranded there, and then we'll try again.
Yeah, you just got to hope that one of the, you know, one in four times that either Eli White or Nick Allen are going to get on base happen that time before
and
Ronald
Acuña
comes up next time.
I see a swinging bunt, and I'm like, heck yeah.
Oh, I know. That's
now
like,
we're business,
that's
boys.
That's like best case scenario for Nick Allen right now.
By the way,
knock the crap out of it.
The other thing that was important about Schwelly last night is Strider has had some issues going deeper into games. And
especially against the Mets.
I think there's a bullpen scenario tonight where you got to cover four or parts of three-plus innings. I think that's another reason you saw him maybe extend a little bit more last night.
The Mets have always had a really good approach against Strider.
I think it's as much Strider just in general. I don't think he's just built to go late.
It's also going to be like 100 degrees at first pitch tonight in that game.
We've seen some heat issues.
Yeah. Yeah. Drink water. Don't go to urgent care. Don't have to go to urgent care like Abe did yesterday twice on his run. Just for water.
That's
though.
Just the fall.
Not for medical attention. All right, we'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. Another big recruit landed earlier in the week. Hosted the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Joins us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great. Brandon Adams with us here on Tuesdays at 1:20, host of the Dog Nation daily podcast. We switched music.
We did.
Is that time of year?
Last week we did that. You weren't here. Parker McCollum. Of course, sorry, you're more likely to know who that is. You know, Abe and Randy, they weren't 100% sure.
I don't.
Randy did say he liked it.
I like it too. I actually don't know who that is. Who is it?
Parker McCollum.
Oh, Parker McCollum.
Yeah.
Is he Georgia? Is there a Georgia
no,
tie?
No, no tie-in. Okay. Song has nothing to do with my life. I just sort of
like
Parker McCollum, and so therefore I try to choose the song that feels the most like a bumper song, and that just sort of seemed to work.
That works for me. I like it. It's just, you know, I never know when we're going to change it. We've been having you on for years now talking Georgia football, which
is great. And
we had
the one Luke Combs song forever.
Yeah, we did.
Then we finally started changing it up more
regularly.
Was it
Beer Never Broke My Heart or something like that, which is such a great country song. And we've changed it, and you know, we've had varying degrees of success. Like, Georgia's bar is pretty high, so
that's right.
We're not changing it to try to change up the luck. I mean, they won the SEC championship,
although if it
year.
Did work, I would be in 100% favor of that, right?
Oh, I mean, Luke Combs won him a national championship.
That's true.
If you want to put it that way.
I don't want to force your hand to for this to be a short-lived song, but I did some research on Parker McCollum.
Is he a fan of somebody else?
Probably like a Texas guy.
A
UT guy.
Okay.
Grew up in the Austin area.
Better that than somewhere else.
Sure, I'm just
because now Georgia's beaten Texas twice, so there is no there's no trash talk coming back the other way there on that.
Where are they for you in terms of that? Because I feel like you're always a really good barometer of like Georgia fans in general as far as where rivalries are. Because there's some that never change, like Florida and Tennessee and Tech and Auburn. Like there's just certain rivalries that are always going to be there entrenched. But now Texas is in the SEC and they sort of consider themselves a big dog too. Like How do you view them in terms of that?
So it's the most annoying fan base in the SEC by far and away. And I'll tell you what's been funny is the Texas A&M fans, and I've had so many of them reach out to me to say, we tried to warn you. We tried to, because A&M has made it very clear they did not want Texas in the SEC. And I had several reach out to me just because they know what I do. We tried to warn you that these Texas people are going to be coming. They're going to get on your nerves. And I'd say that's generally been true. What's interesting is, you know, prior to Texas joining the SEC, Georgia and Texas essentially had no history with each other. But they're going to play again this year. They could play a second time again this year. If you start playing the same team multiple times in the same year for multiple years, then pretty soon you are a rivalry. And so I would say that this is maybe an emerging rivalry. But if they keep playing and they keep playing these high-profile games, pretty soon you've got enough history, as truncated as it is, that kind of creates a rivalry.
I met my first Texas A&M fan
this
past
weekend.
Me and Randy always talk about it, how we never meet Texas A&M fans. And
weirdest fans in the SEC.
Randy, there's some
weird ones.
There's some traditions that they uphold.
Weird fans.
In College Station. Randy had met a few on cruises here and there, but my brother got married on Saturday, and his wife's former boss, big Texas A&M fan, and me and my wife were sitting there kind of, you know, having some drinks at the wedding after party and talking to folks and got to talking to him, and my wife was like, oh, I went to Appalachian State. And that conversation ended very quickly because obviously
that's right.
They went in there and dealt them a pretty tough loss.
That is exactly
a couple of years ago. He was a really nice guy.
Nicest people in the world. Pretty strange.
All right. Fair enough. I was going to ask you this just because it's kind of a lull and we like fun topics around here. Sitting here watching the Oklahoma City Thunder have a championship parade today is not my favorite thing that I've seen.
As a Seattle guy, I can imagine.
Yeah, I'm ignoring it. It's fine. I'll be okay. What would that be for you as a Georgia fan? Is there a parallel?
I think it's anything related to somebody who used to be here and then they left. Like when Kirby was hired, people got to remember it wasn't universally treated as his grand slam because Kirby had never been a head coach before. And Mark Richt, was that Georgia fans not being appreciative enough of like 10 wins per season? Well, he goes to Miami. Like, if he were to have won a national championship, as much as everybody loves Mark Richt, before Georgia had won one, that would have been painful.
Yeah.
And maybe like Justin Fields leaving would have been a little bit like that. But obviously the most like current example, and, you know, a lot of Georgia fans will be watching this closely. You know, Carson Beck left, went to Miami. I would say arguably the most high-profile transfer of college football for 2025. If somehow Miami, against an ACC schedule, ends up having more success and going to the playoff, if they were to somehow win a championship and have a better year than Georgia, I got to admit, for a lot of Georgia fans, myself included, That would be pretty painful. It'd be a little bit like a Seattle guy watching the old Sonics mm-hmm. hoist a trophy in Oklahoma City. I would say that'd be a little bit like that. As much as I don't revel the idea of rooting against Beck, you got to be honest about that.
What do you believe is fact and fiction about Lenore Sellers and an $8 million offer?
I think the going rate for quarterback on a per-year basis, because when they say $8 million, they really mean a two-year deal. So it's like $4 million per okay. year. That's actually not that far off from what – I mean –
But it wasn't presented as 8/2. It was presented as a one-year, $8 million NIL
offer. But that's how people exaggerate this. Yeah. Somebody may be offered up to blah, blah, blah million, and therefore they say, I got offered $4 million. Or in this case, a multi-year deal worth $8 million. They just sort of say it that way. So odds are it's a two-year deal at $4 million per. There are quarterbacks this year probably making $3 million. The guy at Duke probably is. Back probably is making something close to that. So for a guy like Sellers, who played like he did last year, a possible first round pick, $4 million per year is probably not out of line.
And I would believe four. Yeah, I just me too. When I saw the article, I was like, I get it, but there's just no way it was eight.
Were there rumors as to who it was that made the offer?
I haven't seen anyone. Neither I don't know if you've seen.
Yeah, I don't know who it is, but I don't think any NIL deal as reported is true. There are guys who are making, I think, more money than you realize. Yeah. There are guys who are making far less than you realize. It is amazing how this thing that has taken over college football, you know, NIL and things like that, but none of the reporting on it is ever true as written. There's always some sort of extra circumstance you need to understand or some sort of context you need to appreciate. It's just amazing how this thing that dominates our lives, those of us who are obsessed with college football, but the actual factual information that exists about it is essentially non-existent.
I get why they do it, though, just because the bigger the number, the more interesting it is.
Right.
It's like when the NFL contract gets signed and the agent leaks it to Schefter and Schefter puts out this crazy number.
Yeah.
And then in reality, it's like, all right, it's more like a two-year deal for like $35 million, after which they can get out. Now, if they hit all the incentives and they get all the money, maybe it could be, you know, $85 million or something like that. But yeah, I don't know. $8 million for Lenora Sellers is way more fun.
My favorite
story,
is the incentives, you know, that are not reachable.
Oh, impossible.
Yeah. It's just like, it could be up to $31 million. I'm like, yeah, he's... That's 100 touchdowns this season. That's
but in the
that.
College game, everybody benefits from the large number.
That's right.
Player gets to feel good about himself. Yep. The team that spent the money gets to feel good. The team that held on to the player, you know, everybody feels good about the large number being thrown around.
Recruiting wins over the last week or so for Georgia. You said there may be some on the horizon as well. Not surprisingly,
yeah. Shedarius Tootle flipped him from Auburn on Sunday. Auburn has just gone ice cold in recruiting. It's really remarkable how rock bottom they've sort of hit. Kamari Brooks yesterday beat Alabama for him out of North Oconee. That's a big win. Could be a defensive lineman out of Valdosta today. Could be a running back, Jay Lamar, tomorrow. Wide receiver from Cambridge perhaps on Thursday. It is at least possible that Georgia gets a commitment every day this week. May not happen, but it's at least possible they may get a commitment, at least one commitment, every day this week.
SEC Media Day coming to Atlanta here just a couple of weeks away now. Haven't seen a list yet. I know we've seen the news broke last week, I think, that Arch Manning was going to attend, and that'll be a big story. For UGA, three players are going to be joining Kirby Smart. Do we know who that is yet, or do you have any thoughts?
We don't, but there is typically a template that Kirby kind of operates with on this. It's usually like, you know, the leader along the offensive line. They may not quite have that this year, so give me Oscar Delp, the tight end in that place. Couple of defensive guys who have some bona fides. I think C.J. Allen, the linebacker, works out pretty well. And my other choice, it's either going to be Daylon Everett or Christian Miller. I believe I'll take Christian Miller. Give me Christian Miller, C.J. Allen, Oscar Delp. I'm fairly certain I've gotten at least two out of those three, and I believe that. I might.
Any chance Bolden comes through?
You know, as a rising sophomore, that's not very Kirby Smart. Like, it's not always the best players necessarily, because I do think that Bolden, regardless of position, is one of Georgia's best players. But for Kirby, his agenda around this is usually a little bit different, a little bit more of seasoned voices is who he typically looks to take. That's why I think it's more likely to be like, say, an Allen or an Everett, or I think a Christian Miller.
Well, then that answers the question as to why it wouldn't be Gunnar Stockton also.
Yeah, I mean, you know, keep in mind, they have
people
not announced.
People would love to hear from Gunnar Stockton.
They have not announced Gunnar as the starting quarterback. Uh-huh. Kirby has not always taken a quarterback. If they were to take Gunnar, that essentially ends any talk about it being a quarterback competition, which should basically be over already. But because of that, I think it's fairly likely they don't take quarterback.
I do remember the last time SEC Media Days were here and we were over there broadcasting, we had on Stetson and we had on Nolan Smith. And both fun guys to talk to. Stetson talks in slow motion. Like, he's very thoughtful. He's going to be very measured with what he says. It was like, I was like, I wish we could record this and speed it up for the audience. Meanwhile, Nolan Smith was like one of my favorite interviews we've ever done. Just so much fun to talk to.
Just one of the best personalities I've ever seen. Now, Gunner held court prior to the Sugar Bowl. Heard from him just briefly during spring practice, but he did a big media thing prior to the Sugar Bowl. But I don't think we'll hear from Gunner, at least until fall camp. Begins.
Brandon, great to see you. Have a great time on vacation next
week,
and then we'll see you at SEC Media Days.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, the AMA coming up next to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, load the phone lines up. Don't make me beg like yesterday. I will beg. 404-726-0929. Six phone lines. Let's load them up. Talk to you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now I'm talking like Stetson.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Thanks again to Brandon Adams for coming by and hanging out with us in studio. I've always enjoyed the Brandon Adams conversations on Tuesdays. I really like the in-studio addition to it.
It was funny because
makes it fun.
When he presented it to me, he's like, if you guys would like, I'm right here. I'm like, yes, we would very much like.
Yeah, 100%. It just makes it, you know. And I said interviews are better in person, and Randy made a good point a couple of weeks ago. He was like, some interviews are.
Unless you want to cut it off. Yeah.
Yeah, some interviews are. If it's somebody that you want to talk to, it makes it better in person. A couple phone lines available, not all of them like yesterday, but a couple of them if you want to jump on hold, 404-726-0929, and you can ask us anything that you'd like. Obviously, Bo is here with us, Abe and myself. Randy out this week. Randy will be back next week on Monday. We'll start with Mike, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Hi, fellas. If you could have a national holiday in your name, what day would it be, and what would you celebrate?
That is a great question. This is one where I wish Randy was here, because I know Randy would have a world-class answer for that. Something about National Yams Day, and obviously you know what you'd be celebrating and all of that. God, I don't know. What am I going to do on my national holiday? We're going to do like...
Well, when would you hold it? Start with that.
Fall.
Okay.
I would want it in the fall. That's my favorite time of year, my favorite weather. Maybe like mid-October. And I'd want it to be a Monday, because people like Mondays
you
off.
You want the off.
I want the off. Have to have an off. I don't want a holiday where people still have to go to work. Is it even really a holiday? You know?
No.
So, if it's Andy Bunker Day, I want it to be a Monday. And the way that we celebrate Andy Bunker, because like, look, you know, you do Independence Day. We know what it's for, but people celebrate in different ways. Andy Bunker Day, I want everybody to get out there and enjoy some nature. Get out there and find a trail. Go on a hike. Get your blood pumping a little bit. You know? Go to a national park?
Yeah, no, it's that feels like a choice.
Could you maybe make, since it's a federal holiday,
yeah,
admission to all state parks on Andy Bunker Day is
free.
Free.
That's great. Perfect. And nobody goes to work, and you go on a little hike, and we all enjoy it. And it's a Monday after
football. I'm guessing a very small amount of people would go on a hike, and
well,
most would just...
I think more people need to be hiking. I think we need to be hiking.
I read this story. I don't know if it's true, about a company not located in the United States that gives their employees bonuses based on the amount of kilometers they run in a given year.
I could see that. Yeah. Probably in Scandinavia or something like that.
It was somewhere, yeah. But yeah.
They're trying to promote physical fitness.
I think I would injure myself attempting to get the maximum bonus. Just be like, sorry, man, I'm late for work on a Friday. I had to run 30 kilometers this morning.
Ruptured my Achilles tendon trying to knock out those extra miles. All right, what about yours? Do you have one?
I guess I would just hold it on my birthday or like the Friday of my birthday every year. I don't know what we would celebrate.
National Abe Day.
So,
where we just yell at each other.
No, I was thinking more of like every major city has professional athletes that live in those cities. And
hey, Parker McCollum's on TV right now.
There
that was
you go.
Brandon Adams guy.
That is.
Sorry.
I think you would have to hold a pros versus Joes situation.
Oh.
And every amateur like myself has to learn the hard way that you're not a pro athlete.
Do you really need to learn? Like, you really need to, you can't just be like, yeah, probably can't do it or definitely can't do it and be okay with that. You really need to.
I don't.
Do
no.
A pro. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I think there's been a lot of confusion about like what I believe myself to be athletically versus like comparisons and all that. So you guys can think whatever you want. That's all right.
Fair enough. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, Andy, Abe, and Bo. What's going on, fellas?
Hi, Mo.
What up, Mo?
Hey, man, I felt like a complete idiot. I came out to my car for lunch. My eyes were dry. I went to put some Visine in my eyes, man, and the Visine been sitting in the car. I swear I burnt my retina.
Oh.
But, yeah, it was like one of the dumbest moves ever on the face of the planet. But my question for you guys, so in honor of the draft being tomorrow, we're having a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Each one of y'all, so all three of y'all get to pick two NBA players in their prime to play with y'all against each other.
Okay.
Who y'all picking?
All right, so we're going, it's 3-on-3, and
well,
I'm one of the three?
if it's two NBA players, it makes it a two-on-two tournament in which you and I happen to be on the
floor. Yeah, we just go stand in the corner and guard each other.
I would instruct them as team coach to never pass me the ball.
Yeah, I want Kobe and I want Kareem. Those are my two. And then I'll just stand in the corner.
I was going to say Kobe as well.
Because you can't guard Kareem in the post. And Kobe's one of the best, if not the best, one-on-one players on the face of the
planet. I think in their prime, give me the physicality down low of Shaq.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Kareem and Shaq in their primes going against each other would be a lot of fun. And then who do you want on the wing, on the perimeter? Jordan? Let's just make it fun. Jordan and Kobe, Shaq and Kareem, and then Andy and Abe.
I might take like the ball handling and shooting ability of Steph Curry along with Shaq. So give me Curry and Shaq.
That'd be fun. I thought he was going to ask us, like, when's the last time you did something like that with a Visine that was hot or maybe mistook? Because when we were over the weekend, we were in the hotel room and I didn't want to turn the lights on to wake anybody up. And I didn't quite do it, but I accidentally almost used some Desitin as toothpaste and luckily caught that one before I did. But that would have been very gross. Desitin, by the way, is for diaper rashes for people that don't have kids.
I was going to ask.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of like a butt cream for babies.
Which would have been better than Preparation H.
Would have been better, or Icy Hot or anything like that. It would have been better than that kind of stuff, but it still would have been very gross. Rock is in Northwest Georgia. What's up, Rock?
Hey, let's go back to the draft. Can we not get a European goon to play center, to be a bully, and then create our Hawks to be like the Pistons were in the 80s? I mean, that was pretty successful for a while. I don't understand why it's so hard to figure it out. We got all the pieces in place. We just need a big goon in the middle to take care of business.
All right. Thank you, Rock. I mean, like, goons at center aren't really the NBA these days.
Yeah, I just think that trying to play like a team did in the 80s is not what wins in 2025.
No. I mean, I like the idea of, like, a big Euro at center. That's fine.
Yeah,
there's some pretty big Euros at center in the NBA right now that are having success.
I don't know if I want, like, the goon Euro. I want the Jokic Wemby Euro.
Yeah.
Like, the difference.
Yeah, I like a goon, though. I would love to have a goon.
I kind of think...
Maybe it doesn't have to be the starting center, but it'd be nice to have somebody to go out there and be a little, like, physical.
The Zaza type goon.
Yeah, give me something like that. Yeah, okay. Or even like Steven Adams has some goon sort of traits to him.
Well, he has those traits for a different team.
I know that, and I know he just re-signed the contract with him.
Yes, he
did. Like, and he's also not European. He's from New Zealand, but you know what I mean. Kind of similar.
That's not American. Same thing, right?
It's a different country.
All the same.
It's a different country. He's got an accent.
He'd be on the world team in the All-Star game if they do that format.
And if you made the All-Star team, but yeah, well, that might
be the other problem.
James is in Loganville. Hey,
another
James.
Limiter.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My question is also basketball related. I've been having this debate with some coworkers, so I want to get your guys' thoughts. Given the struggles of the Hawks to get big name free agents to the city, if you had to put the Hawks on a spectrum, do you think they are closer to getting a big name player and being a contender, or closer to blowing it up?
Ooh, all right. I don't think that they're close to blowing it up. I think that they like the pieces that they have, especially the young pieces. I think they really like Jalen Johnson, Dyson Daniels, and Zachary Risacher. I think they like Trey a lot too, and I think that they know that they need Trey in order to win now. So, I mean, the goal of this offseason is definitely going to be to attract free agents. Big name, I think, is always the thing that I get hung up on, because, like, what are you talking about? Are you talking about getting a superstar player that's on the move? Because there probably aren't even going to be any of those this offseason. There's not going to be any superstar free agents that change cities, are there? Like, Durant
free
just got
agents?
Traded.
No.
Yeah, there's not going to...
We talked about this yesterday.
There's not
it's
a free agent that's leaving his team this offseason. Now, there are free agents that are superstars this offseason, but they're just going to re-sign with the teams that they're on. So what the Hawks hopefully will do this year with the money that they have is address needs. Center.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more depth on the wing. Maybe some physicality down low like we talked about for rebounding purposes and all of that. But
the question is worded, they're probably closer to blowing it up, because I just don't see any path in which they're bringing in.
Right, because, like, even if Giannis were to come here, that's not free agency. That would be a trade.
Right.
You would have to throw the Bucks a whole bunch of stuff in return to get him. Now, it's sort of like de facto free agency with some of these guys because they pick where they want to go. Like, I fully believe that Kevin Durant told them that he wanted to go to Houston, and they tried to figure out a way to make it work, which would be fine, too, but I don't think the Hawks are close to that either.
No. I'm just hopeful that, again, I know we're tired of saying this.
if Jalen Johnson stays healthy.
No, I get it. Reeves O'Shea continues to develop.
Yeah.
Maybe you find something out of 13 or 22 and whatever. Like, I just don't know how much better you actually have to be in the East.
I do think the idea of them being, like, talking about it as a spectrum is a really good thought, though, because they are, and they're right there in the middle, which is the hardest place in the NBA to elevate yourself from.
But
it's easy to bottom out. It's easy to sell everything off and try to restart. It's not easy to succeed doing it, but it's easy to try. A lot of teams do that. What the Pacers did over the last couple of years is one of the hardest things to do in the NBA, which is be in the middle, be decent but not good, and then add the pieces that you need to get to the Eastern Conference and NBA Finals. It's
also
one of the hardest things to do.
Somewhat of a sliding spectrum because there's a one-year spectrum that changes the year after when Tatum returns, when Halliburton returns, potentially if he's still in Milwaukee, right. If Damer, like there's a,
right.
It kind of moves a little bit.
Lonnie is in Jackson. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, thank y'all for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
So, Andy and A got a chance to be at any record-breaking moment before you was born or after. What would you want to be?
If you could be on hand for any record-breaking moment, I would have loved to have been there for the Hank Aaron home run. That would have been incredible.
Mm.
I mean,
100 points for Wilt. I would have loved.
Yeah, because then you could verify it.
Well, that
because now everyone who's under the age of 30 doesn't believe anything happened before like 1990.
But even just to like see it, like yeah. Separate of like obviously what you're saying, but like
I heard Tyler Hero said he doesn't believe in history and doesn't believe anything that happened before 1950. Again, we don't have to care what people like that think, and I don't. But that's just that's not a unique
honestly,
opinion.
Though,
there's a lot of people that think like that.
But you know what? Like, I can't build my franchise around that guy.
No, can't. Sorry.
Like, I can't.
My number one guy can't not believe in history.
It's tough enough. And he's not Kyrie. Like, Kyrie's got questions about dinosaurs and flat earth. But at least he shows up and on the floor is Kyrie.
Yeah.
Like, Tyler Hero. I don't know. I don't know, man.
I know. It's a slippery slope where it's like, what do I actually care about what these guys think off the floor? Not that much, as long as they keep it to themselves and they can ball out when they're on the court. But, like, if you don't think dinosaurs existed, just keep it to yourself. That's all. And I don't know. I think they did, but I can't prove it to you. Just a lot of smart people think they did, scientists and stuff. Like, they think they were out there. So I'm going with those guys, not Tyler Hero. What was the question? I don't remember what happened.
Is this the record-breaking
the thing
store,
in history?
Right?
Yeah.
Also, I've said this a million times, but I would have loved to have been at Pebble Beach when Tiger beat everybody by 15. I would have loved to have been there for that. All right. DJ is in Conyers. Hey, DJ.
Hey, what's up, Andy? Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hello.
I called last week about the lady that fainted on me while doing her service.
Okay.
So I had to go back to her house again today, but this time went with my manager.
Right.
And the same exact thing happened. So now, he didn't believe me. So I'm like, listen, I'm in the truck. If you want to call 911, you could do so. I'm in the truck. You could stay in here and whatever. And my second question is, since Giannis is on the move, Halliburton is hurt, Dame is hurt, is the East more wide open now than it will ever be? Or is it time for like teams like the Hawks and Orlando and Detroit and the Knicks to make a move and like, you know, become the top team in the East?
Yeah, no, I do think the East is as open for a one-year window as it's been in a really long time. Maybe there's a moment that it was this open, but it feels incredibly open. I also feel like, and Abe made a good point just a minute ago, it's only open for a minute. Like, Tatum's coming back. Halliburton's going to come back. I don't know what Dame's future holds, and I don't know where Giannis is going to go.
Correct.
But, yeah, it feels like this random little moment in time where – if you have some pieces and you can add the right extra piece, you can make a run.
I think you're looking at three out of the four teams that you kind of penciled in being not penciled in. Cleveland is still there. And let's not forget they were the one seed.
I'll say this, and this is not the be-all, end-all, but it's at least interesting to me. one of the NBA podcasts that I listen to that literally never talks about the Hawks because they only talk about the big national stories, and the Hawks tend to not be in that, talked about the Hawks today because they talked about how wide open the East was.
I think with the right moves, doesn't even have
we're
to be.
We're not the only ones thinking like that.
I think Orlando's in play.
Oh, absolutely.
I think Detroit is in play.
Sure.
I think Miami is certainly in play.
And the Knicks don't have a coach, but the Knicks did just make the East Finals.
And I think the Hawks, it's open.
Yeah.
For 1 year at least.
And it's not just one of those things that we're talking about because we're here. I think it's something that is real that's being. And again, they'd have to make another move to add to what they have, but the East is open. Like, the East is wide open.
You had the prohibitive favorites to escape the East, the Celtics, penciled out, and you have the team that actually escaped the East also penciled out.
Yep.
It's open.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day, every day, wrap the show. Start with me. Earlier, Abe told us that at one point in his past, he had a run-in with Pete Rose.
You know, I'm back here doing like 14 things. I don't ever get to always get to hear every detail. Abe also said earlier that Kevin Durant went to Houston despite not having a massive package.
Yeah, there was talk of Kevin Durant's
package. You got till Thursday to vote. Ronnie needs 200,000 votes to move into third place in All-Star voting. That will make him a starter.
Vote
five times a day.
Ronald. Abe.
We also talked about Jurickson Profar and his return. Said needs to juice up and get in that two hole.
It's hard to do without a little juice. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.